happy to be here. Believe me.
And
I have nowhere else to be.
And Joe, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the Best of the Clown Car I put together last week, but the last segment was the exploding tree segment. And I think Francie was about to hyperventilate.
I know. Sometimes I need a bag.
It was hilarious. I was laughing so hard when I was putting that together.
I'm glad it made
you. I know. I like your oinkment, Joe.
Oh, wait till you hear about this. Yes.
Yay.
Yeah, you're going to like it.
As Big Fatty says, oinkment? Oinkment. Oinkment.
Yes. Yes.
Big Fatty has his own language. You know?
Yes, he does. He does.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty has his own.
Yes, he does. He does.
Sometimes I need a bag.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3695 of the BFO for Monday the 4th of April. 2022, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I did not hear your northeast straight daddies, because he's got an apple fritter in his mouth. Big Fatty. And shiners, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Yo, you're rising shiners today, because y'all, new week, first full week of April. And y'all, I'm just looking here at the mocking calendar, and y'all, evidently there's a lot of fucking that goes on around the 4th of July, because y'all, we this week we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, I guess the fireworks weren't only happening up in the sky. Big Fatty, I'm vulgar. I'm just vulgar.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, the 4th of April, y'all, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, I met this person at a meet and greet up there in the Washington, D.C.'s. Mr. Tim Kumal helped put it all together. And he used to be the host of the Dangerous and Lovely with Zachary. Y'all, I'm talking about Davy Dangerous. Big Fatty, we love Davy Dangerous. I don't know what happened to Davy Dangerous. Big Fatty, I'm sure he's out there somewhere. He's just brought his little show back here recently. Y'all, he's had a lot on his plate here lately, but y'all, it's always... always lovely to hear his voice. Y'all, he's out there in the gay wasteland. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the husband to the Fuzzbear. Y'all, that's that Frequency. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Frequency. Yes, he does the Fatty the Pooh. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show, Big Fatty. Y'all, I heard Francie. Is she using he is the patron saint of the BFO, y'all. After last week, I think a lot of you just wish that the BFO would just go away. Big Fatty, we were all hoping, especially when it didn't post on Friday. We'll get to that in a minute. Y'all, he's the one that helped Big Fatty get it all together. Big Fatty, Okay, that's not giving him nearly enough credit. But anyway, y'all, I'm talking about the host of the Mr. Tim Kumal show. Y'all love Mr. Tim Kumal. Big Daddy, we love Mr. Tim Kumal. So, y'all, if you see Davey Dangerous or Frequency or Mr. Tim Kumal on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
I see y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday evening when I recorded the Fright Little Show. Now, y'all, the Fright Little Show, y'all, it didn't you know, the thing is, the shows that start on the new month, sometimes there's a problem with them posting, and Gary out there in Portland, he's the one, he hit the nail on the head on the Twitty, cause he knew it was the first show of the month. Big, and it's also April Fool's. Well, it was not an April Fool's joke. Although, I know that, Steve the Tater had wished that it had, was an April Fool's, was hoping that it was, I don't know what it was, but anyway, y'all, it was, anyway, I recorded it, and y'all, I thought that I had found a way to fix it, but evidently, the way I thought I had found didn't work, so I just reposted it for right morning, rather than staying up after midnight and doing it like I've been doing here lately. And anyway, the April Fool's show eventually posted. Y'all, if you didn't get it, go on over there and pick that up. It'll be a little bonus. Big Fatty, that's the worst kind of, that's worse than the so-so question mediocre prize. By the way, y'all, I have heard from Big Ricky, and I have sent his address to that Kathy Marshall out there in the San Francisco, and sometime within the next, nine or 10 months, he should be getting something totally unexpected. Big Fatty, that'd be something nice then. Well, right. So something just in the mail. But anyway, let's see. Y'all on for right. Y'all, I don't, there wasn't a whole lot going on this weekend. We did have Friday at Fatty's, and y'all, the NEP provided our respite for the evening. Y'all, we had the Garden Solid with the chicken nuggets and macaroni and cheese, and what else did we have? Oh, and chocolate pie. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. That Nippy is a chef. He knows how to whip up a meal. No, he went and bought it. Oh, never mind. And y'all, it was me and Granny and Durwood and the Nip and Ryan and Mr. Pickle and our friend Bill, who was visiting from Hatlanta, y'all, it was just a lovely evening, and we all just had a good time. You know, Mr. Pickle's be moving here in a couple of weeks, y'all, we're not gonna have Friday at Fatty's this week, cause y'all, I've got two homosexual friends that are getting married on Saturday, and their little well, they're kind of welcome. They, y'all, they live up there in the penis Slivania. Big Fatty, do they know Randy? I don't think so. But anyway, they're having their destination wedding in Charleston, and they've got lots of friends coming in from around. I think there's going to be about 85 people at the reception dinner. And y'all, I've been the Big Fatty's been asked to be the master of ceremonies. Oh, Big Fatty, that's horrifying. It's true, and got that on Friday night, and then the wedding and the dinner is Saturday evening, and there'll be no Friday at Fatty's this week. And then the following week, y'all, that's Durwood's birthday on the 15th, and that'll be Mr. Pickle's last Friday at Fatty's. Big Fatty, a tear will be shed. It's true. Y'all, on Saturday, I'm just thinking here now, y'all, I don't think I did much of anything on Saturday either. I watched the sports ball on Saturday evening. I know that Mean King, you know, he's the official sports ball correspondent for the BFO, even though we hadn't heard from him in a month of Sundays. And I know that he's going to be tonight, Monday night. Y'all, it's the finals, and it'll be against the Kansas Jayhawks and the North Kakalaki Tar Heels. And I can tell you that Mean Keen will be very excited because the Jayhawks, and that's his team. Yes, Big Fatty. Watch those. And y'all, I made some of that. You know, I told you I bought that jambalaya mix, and so I made that up and put the andouille sausage in it, and y'all, it's kind of spicy, and yes, Big Fatty, you only had a couple of bites, and you were belching it up. It's true. Anyway, then y'all, on Sunday, y'all, I have caught up on a lot of things on the TV machine, I will say that. But on Sunday, y'all, it's just been a gorgeous, just a gorgeous weekend here in Charleston. Y'all, gonna be raining this week. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the rain will come down, it's true. And it's supposed to be nice on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, so the wedding shall not be impeded by Mother Nature. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I can't really think of anything extraordinary that I've done this weekend. Big Fatty sounds pretty much boring as shit. Well, that's about par for the course. I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, until you remember lots of shit tomorrow and have to tell us about it then. Big Fatty!
Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
Well, y'all, dear Gussie, it's exciting, and y'all, it is 135 days from today that Big Fatty is going on another Atlantis cruise. Y'all, it's going to be the Odyssey Mediterranean cruise. Y'all, it sails out of Rome, Italy, and y'all gonna be flying into Rome a few days early and visiting there. And y'all, there's gonna be a group of six of us that are going. And y'all, it's gonna be me and the Nip and Durwood and Granny and our friend Bill, who was here this past weekend. And y'all, surprise, surprise, also joining us will be Dr. Wesley Pythagoras E. Pluribus Old Press Stone. Y'all, he'll be on his very first homosexual cruise. Big Fatty, we are looking forward to hearing more about it and seeing the videos. Welcome aboard in love. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I mentioned at the beginning of today's little show that tonight is the finals of the men's sports ball. And y'all, at the end of that every year, they play this song. And y'all, just think back and, you know, find a place in your life where this song really is appropriate.
Is taped. There you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. And all the years, no one knows just how hard you worked. But now it shows. In one shining moment, it's all on the line. One shining moment, they're frozen. Time is short and the road is long. In the blinking of an eye, how that moment's gone. When it's done, win or lose, you always did your best. 'Cause inside you knew that one shining moment you reached deep inside. One shining moment you knew you were alive. Feel the beat of your heart, feel the wind in your face. It's more than a contest, it's more than a race. Your best, 'cause inside you knew that one shining moment you reach for the sky. One shining moment you knew. One shining moment you were willing to try. One shining moment you knew.
Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I know that's very sports ball-y, but y'all, I think that each of us every day can find one shining moment that can just be uplifting and just a feel-good, just a feel-good moment every day. And I know sometimes those are hard to find some days, but other days they probably come a little bit easier. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mr. Tim Kumal show, and Francie, what do you think about Big Fatty's cruise?
Big Fatty has his own...
Yes, he does. He does.
Sometimes I need a bag.
Oh, Big Fatty, can you imagine Francie on an Atlantis cruise? I'd hate for her to get seasick. Get her a Band-Aid.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.